The Ojibwe tribe first came to the north woods of Michigan and Wisconsin hundreds of years ago. They say their migration from the East Coast was guided by prophets. Those prophets told them to keep moving until they came to a place where food grows on the water. Roger LeBin is a spiritual leader with the tribe. He says that food was wild rice.
This was a gift to us. This is something that is very, very sacred to us. This is very important, just as our language. This is part of who we are.
For hundreds of years, wild rice was a staple of the tribe's diet. But starting in the 1930s, private construction of hydroelectric dams pushed water levels in rice-growing areas up. High water killed most of the plants and took a toll on wildlife. Bob Evans is a biologist with the U.S. Forest Service. He says fish, bird, and insect populations dropped dramatically.
Black tern is a declining threatened species that is known to use wild rice beds. Trumpeter swans, they're a big user of rice beds. Just a whole lot of plants and animals. It's really a whole ecosystem in itself.
So in 1995, the tribe, the Forest Service, and several other government agencies demanded a change. A year later, the federal government ordered dam operators to drop their maximum water levels by 9 inches. The dam owners appealed that decision, but in 2001, a federal court ruled against them. That fall, the Ojibwe, who live on Lac Vieux d'Isère, harvested nearly 16 acres of wild rice. And this summer, the tribe is tending more than 55 acres. But the resurgence of rice beds comes at a price. Lower lake levels have left docks in this boating community high and dry, created muddy shorelines, and made longtime residents and summer boaters angry.
I used to come here and dock all the time. We picnicked here. I had to walk in 50 feet. Because there wasn't enough water to float the pontoon. And it's that way all around the lake.
Ken LeConte is president of the Lac Vieux d'Isère Homeowners Association. He first came here in the 1940s and doesn't see why his cultural tradition should take a back seat to those of the Ojibwe.
My grandfather built one of the first resorts. I fished in Rice Bay my entire life. That was his favorite place to take me.
LeConte is bitter. He and his neighbors feel powerless to change the situation since a federal court has ruled for the Ojibwe. Defenders of that decision say water levels are especially low this year because of a drought in the upper Midwest. When that ends, they predict lake levels will rise and homeowners on Lac Vieux d'Isère will be happier. Such conflicts are nothing new. Ron Seely is a reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. He's covered Native American issues for more than 20 years. Paddling through the rice beds, he recalls an earlier battle over fishing rights. In the late 80s, a court ruled the Ojibwe were entitled by treaty to spearfish each spring. Local fishermen worried the practice would destroy their industry.
Sometimes thousands of people would show up at the landings on the spring night. Tribal members from all over the upper Midwest would come to support the spears and drum and chant. The anti-Indian forces were arrested for using wrist rockets or the real powerful, high-powered slingshots to shoot pellets out at the tribal members while they were spearing. It was a violent time up here.
As court after court upheld the rights of native spear fishermen, and as commercial fishermen continued to prosper, hostilities subsided. And now, as the Native Americans prepare for their biggest rice harvest in more than 50 years, the Ojibwe hope that the controversy over water levels will also die down. Tribal leader Roger LeBin says wild rice is a symbol of the Ojibwe's survival.
This is an endangered species. It's something that we're fighting to save, just like the eagle, just like the wolf.
And having won the first battle to restore rice beds, LeBin is hoping to secure even greater protection for these wetlands by asking the federal government to declare the rice beds historic. For the GLRC, I'm Sandy Houseman.